When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's tabletop time.
I'm Murray.
I'm Alex.
We do that every time. There's always the awkward like, I'm the first person. Pause. Where are the rest of the people? Quick, Jack, go.
Sorry, Nick.
Wouldn't it be me next?
What?
Or am I last? What? That's confusing.
Right.
Or is it just ending on me?
Clockwise.
No, but
we are so professional.
Do I end or do I get skipped or do I...
Dave, say your name. Just introduce yourself.
Dave.
Jazza.
And I'm Jen.
Huzzah, we nailed it. No edits here.
And
welcome to Tabletop.
What a follow-up after our pushed episode one with so many people coming from Jazza and Tabletop Time to come watch it, and then they've come immediately to land into this.
Poor yep, dear hell.
Just wait till we get to like the, you know, post episode 6-7 is like, you know, where we totally give up on being professional. So, you know, stick around for that.
It's the lack of band effect. It comes and
yeah. The facade disappears.
That's it.
So we've all been extremely enthusiastic and excited around the studio building. Oh, so much stuff. I think this is the most we've ever done for a roleplay campaign ever in terms of asset production and creation. Painted minis specifically for the campaign.
So basically one person is responsible for all of that.
And an absurd amount of work basically turning the world we all have enjoyed, Pokemon, into a fan-made fan adventure with a fan rule set for the game we're developing, Gateway Roleplay, showing off how strong the homebrew capabilities of this system are. And we're going to be sharing all of my hard work with our patrons. We've got a special tier for some of our patrons that are based on Gateway Dev. It's a little bit higher and gives us some support to keep developing the game. They get like weekly updates on dev blogs, what we're doing. Yeah. But when we hit milestones, we'll be sharing it with everyone.
So let's give you a little sneak peek here, because we didn't even show this last week, and this is some of the most substantial stuff we've done. Dave, do you want to grab a fistful of these?
Right.
This is Ignisilk. This is my Pokemon. It's all statted out and everything, fully functional and ready for play and ready to level. Here's a couple that you might know. Here's a Shroomish.
Yay.
Here's a...
Still a little guy.
Here's a Shellos.
Oh, you want more?
We can neither confirm nor deny if Dave is spiraling into committing to doing the first 100.
I keep joking
Pokemon
that I'm going to do all 151.
He keeps making more Pokemon.
And they're all sort of balanced within their own internal balance, and they're all unique, and they all have moves and type sets and stuff. It's very
then
cool.
Then we have trainer abilities. And
lower than down
we have
a bit.
You
can't see.
Thank you. We have trainer abilities that we have nicely sleeved for our experience. And then we have items, which, I mean, this is my character item, but then this is the one I received last week.
For being so great.
The podcast listeners he's talking about, was it the Great Ball?
Yes. For podcast listeners, closed captions. A gorgeous, immaculate, handmade card is pulled in front of the camera. It's probably one of the best cards that's ever been seen by human eyes.
Yeah.
It incorporates tasteful art with carefully laid out moves, comprising of the perfect balance rules. Wow, this is truly a delight for the eyes.
And a perfect time to say this is not an official product, and this is a total fan experience. Which is why a lot of this stuff may exist.
Wizards
in
of the
other
Coast
forms,
is putting so down the pitchfork.
Yeah. All right.
And taking notes.
Yeah, so all of this chaos is brought to you and supported by our Patreons. So if you would like to come and support us as well, you can check us out on the Discord. There should be a Patreon link below the video as well. And Patrons get a lot of access to behind the scenes, as Dave mentioned before, and let us keep doing what we love. So thank you, patrons.
To me. Yes, these episodes are being recorded weekly and live to a live audience. We hope you're
That's
live.
That's not true.
How
what?
Dare.
I don't know.
Don't out
I thought it was funny. because there's like 90 people watching right now. It's funny to just like cat. That's not cat. I don't know what I'm
Gaslight.
Doing. I'm going to leave.
But we're doing so well.
Karma!
Yeah, you deserve it. Tell us more, Murray.
For our podcast listeners, Dave aggressively smacked his knee against a sharp metal feature.
Like
a table.
Metal crank handle of like a vice just
it
went into
effective.
And under my patella.
Yes, please hit subscribe, notify if you want to join along on all our nonsense as Buddy exhibited right now. And you won't miss an episode, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. And if you can't catch us live, you can listen to us through your ears on our podcast. Catch us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. There are links in the description below. If you can't check us out live, you can hear us in your ears.
I love my ears.
I love your ears too, Mike.
Oh. That's why you burped.
This is funny because there's actually not a single ear on screen right now. They're all gone. You're not just see our ears.
He took them. He loves them so much.
I just wanted to give you an update. My knee is in fact bleeding. Very much. It's not. You can't confirm it. There is a trace of blood. The
you
skin is being
it.
Broken. It's not bleeding in a running sense. Mm-hmm. It is welling
Today
with a little bit of blood.
It was a pants day, not a shorts day.
Patrons get exclusive access to pictures of Dave's knee.
Yeah. No, they got.
We've found the one instance that shorts are inferior.
Yeah.
No. All right.
Never.
My Lesson pants would now be stained with blood, and therefore I'd need to be washed, whereas I can just wipe my leg.
With your shorts.
Your shorts would be safe. And yeah.
Just let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's just do it. Okay, everyone, welcome to episode 2. In the last episode of our Pokemon adventure, our not-so-young, although one is so young, trainers began their journey after being unexpectedly shipwrecked as the Costa, the SS Costa cruise ship, did a sail-by quite close to the dangerous Perdido region. And it
Captain
seems...
Captain wanted to wave to his friend.
And it seems in the middle of the night... some horrendous thing has happened, and then an indeterminate amount of time later, the party awoke on the shore of the beach and have been getting their bearings and working out what's going on and reigniting their sort of adventurous Pokemon spirit.
For sure.
Although they did actually come to visit this island in the first place. They just didn't expect it wouldn't be on their terms.
Rocks have accosted the ship.
So, welcome everyone. You, at the end of the last episode... Jazz's character Brad had just basically failed to fight a Shellos. It was a bad matchup for Ignisilk. And the youngster, Carl, captured that Shellos and then gifted everyone some Pokeballs and basically said, good luck. This could be a dangerous island. So, you know, you're probably going to want to catch some Pokemon at some point to strengthen your team up or maybe train and get some battles under your belt so you can get a little
scrubs.
Bit better. Yeah, pretty much. And that's where we're picking up.
Well, at least I got what I deserve. I sort of say, looking admiringly at my new great ball.
Agree to disagree, but well done. You put up a good show, at least.
Well
done, Brad.
Credit has to go where it's due. Ignisilk, you're really stretching out some unused muscles.
Ah!
Game Boy bit crushed that sound, please.
Yeah, so you really got punched up. Well done.
Well, come on, let's not be so harsh.
Poor Ignis Silk.
I got to do the classic, like,
story for the day. What's that, Ignis Silk? Story fell down a hole.
So worth waiting for.
Yeah.
Nothing was working.
You prefer the original?
Yeah,
well, we haven't had a Pokemon battle in over a decade, so I'm pretty proud of you, buddy. Where do we go from here?
I'm going to lead forwards. And you'll have to follow me, because that's what Carl said. So, behind me, everybody!
Yeah,
but wait, you're
already going.
Fair. There's no more trainers from the looks of it. The Shellos is gone. The coast is clear.
Yep. Stormy is storming forwards.
Yep.
You
and this is
stop
the direction the old man said to go
Stormy,
in.
Not so enthusiastic.
I can't hear you.
Okay. Be careful.
So, for the first time, we are going to, I guess, test my homebrew rules. As Stormy takes the lead, and we have a little look at the root, with the button that shows the root.
Press the button.
All right, the button shows.
Wrong button. There we go.
Magic. So we, this one, no, I didn't fix wrong it, so I can zoom in. But on the other maps, we can, just not this one. So as you can see, you're going to have to journey through some long grass, and there's no way around this long grass. So when that happens, what happens is the person at the lead gets a dice, single dice, and you roll it.
Okay.
And if you get a critical fail, a wild Pokemon attacks.
Okay. That's that one.
Yes.
Okay. Stormy's not scared. She's also wearing shorts.
Oh.
That's tactics. That's good tactics. You've got the shorts on.
Audio went boom. Gone.
Yeah.
Audio went boom boom.
Just as.
Oh.
Good. That's right. Good.
I think something. Yeah.
Hey.
No.
Oh, we're
wrong
back.
Screen. I deliberately got rid of this screen.
Did you?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I thought I accidentally hit. Anyway.
It's still there. That's fine. I mean, I definitely want that to be there. Thank you.
Okay. I'm gonna roll. Turn. As the long grass tickles her legs. That is not a critical fail.
Okay. So,
just a regular old
now fail. Here's the complication. Next time, you roll two dice.
Ooh.
Oh. And then every time, you roll another dice.
But that was a fail.
Only a critical fail you'll see as Pokemon.
Oh, okay.
But then you roll two. And it's only if you see any critical fail. So you see two, three, four, five. Every time you roll, it just the odds of hitting one gets higher and higher.
But if you get a critical success, does it cancel out the critical fail?
Okay. You want to fight Pokemon, don't you?
I just wonder.
Yeah, but
how can you even see above the grass?
You fight two Pokemon.
Like, looking ahead, and like all of us are like peering over the grass, and you're just, just buried in the grass.
There's like a jungle in here.
It's just a pair of hands sticking up with the binoculars.
Literally, it's my eyes.
And as you all press onwards through the long grass and don't disturb any more Pokemon, perhaps aww, youngster Carl's screaming had made them all disappear. To your left, you can see quite a steep, short little hill, and there's one area where some natural rock steps allow you to walk up it. In front of you, however, the path does continue forward. You see some more long grass in the distance, so you can either press on forward or you can head up left up there at the small hill.
We're following Stormy.
Yes,
we have
she's
no
gonna
choice.
Go through the long grass.
Okay, so you press on, ignoring the path.
Wait, Stormy, that's the worst way to go.
So you ignore she's the path up to the off. Left, push on straight for more grass.
There's a path over here.
And you note as you get to the grass,
take that the high ground.
There's actually a rather peculiar shrub in the middle of a little path. It seems quite strong, quite resolute. And if you were, for example, to use the move cut on it, it would disappear. I don't know how to get to the screen. Is it this one? That one. So that would allow you to go through this section of the route without walking through tall grass. But, of course, you don't want that, do you?
No.
Okay. Dive through the grass. Roll two dice as you press onwards.
Nope. We are safe for now.
Next time, three.
She's being too excited and she's stomping quite loudly.
As you journey on north and the patches of sand that cover the route, because we're in that just post-coastal heading inland, start to get more and more sparse, you see there is another patch of long grass you need to walk through. And on the
Why are you playing such dangerous games?
And on the other side of it, you see an old lady who seems to be tending to a series of strange-looking bushes. And off to the left, the path continues.
Don't be like that, Brad. Remember when we started? I remember when we would run backwards and forwards in a line expecting a Pokemon just to appear behind us suddenly.
That's true. Those battles didn't go too well either. And the last time we met an old person looking unassuming, that didn't go quite well either. So maybe we don't trust old people while we're on this island.
She looks nice.
Yeah, I agree.
And there's all this grass in front of her, so...
Look, I'm just working with the data. You're literally in front of me. So what am I going to do, huh?
follow the leader. I'm just gonna walk through the
charge grass. Through. Well, you know what to do. Three dice.
Yes.
The odds rise with every roll.
Yay!
Critical fail. Okie dokie. So now, because our D8s don't have sides on them, I need to roll a digital D8 because I mechanically put. Okay, so I'm going to get you.
I was going to say they have eight sides on them.
To just to tell me when to roll, and I'll tell you a number.
Tell you when.
Yeah, because I can't. You can't click the mouse button. You got to have some agency in this.
This one.
Yeah.
Just we do left have. Click.
Oh, and you rolled a two, so that means. Bom, 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 I've gamified I'm everything. It's ridiculous.
Best, but I want to be the very best.
I was like, do we have that sound
something
effect?
Very
no.
There was something similar. Yeah, yeah, we had one.
Hit everything.
What do we have?
It's one of the 8-bit tracks. The
Oh.
Oh, no, on the special effect. Sorry.
Which one?
I don't know what I called it. Yeah, that one.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that even Pokemon
What did Stormy sit on?
Yes, Electrode, yeah.
Or Kabloom.
No, it's Electrode.
Kabloom went kaboom.
I don't.
Can we just now have that as our Pokemon encounter?
There is battle music though, right? There's like two battle music songs.
No, tough. We're staying.
Well, there's
with that
songs,
one.
But there's not like
a sound effect. All right, let's put on the battle music because my. Okay, this is a very low key battle music. Battle!
Look, Granny's quiet, and we're gonna have a battle.
No. That's something. Okay, because guess what? A wild Pokemon appears in front of you. You're in.
Stormy, watch out! It's a
strange Pokemon flaps its little wings in front of you.
Wait, hold on, you're not in the battle.
Yeah. Stick that like taken photo from the back of the crabs.
Yeah. Click. Throw your Pokédex. You're like, hey.
Amazing.
Okie dokie. So you are in a Pokemon battle with a Pokemon whose name is Pikapek.
Pikapek.
Movement phase.
Okay, Kabloom is Kabloom is out and ready. Kabloom, I choose you. Okay, movement.
Yeah, so basically we're just starting four steps away, so you can.
Okay. And I only move one at a time.
We only move one.
Okay.
Pikapek is going to move one closer to you.
Ooh. Aggressive little buddy.
Okay, I'm going to stay where I am.
Okie dokie.
Because how many steps is
three.
Medium range?
Three. You're good.
Sweet. Okay.
So, Pikapek starts to flap its wings and holding its beak in a particularly open way starts making a discordant whistling sound as it uses supersonic.
Stormy is going to say, Kabloom! Use Thunder Wave!
Okie dokie. So, Pikapek is going to roll for Supersonic, and Pikapek gets four successes out of four.
Oh my goodness.
Maximum roll.
I only have four dice, so we're going to see how this
you goes. You only have four dice? Oh, is it
negative
one?
Because it's a minus one, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh no!
Yes. Critical fail if that does anything.
Okay, so the wave of weird noise echoes over Kabloom, and Kabloom seems to start swaggering with confusion as Kabloom has been confused.
No!
Egad.
This is the first time we've ever encountered the confused status. So confusion says at the beginning of your turn before selecting an ability, confused Pokemon roll two dice. If both are failures, you may only make a defensive roll this turn. If the and then the confused Pokemon suffers its own contact or close damage statistic +2. On two successes, the condition ends, otherwise act as normal. So we go to the next round, and Pikapek is going to fly closer to you.
Do I roll the two dice now?
You get to move first.
Okay.
If you want to.
I will stay. Ooh. No, I'm going to move closer.
Okie dokie.
Go, Kabloom.
We're in contact.
Pikapek is going to use Fury Attack.
You want me to roll my two?
You roll your two. So you got one success and one failure, which means you act normally. But nothing changes about your confusion.
Got this, Kabloom. Kabloom is going to tackle.
Very good. So I am rolling for fury attack. I got one success.
Oh, goodness.
That's hey! Right.
Four successes!
All right, we got a tackle. And how much damage do you do?
Where's that?
So you do tackle, which is plus two damage, and you don't have any physical damage, so it's just two damage.
Okay, it's just two damage.
Bang! The pick-a-pack takes some damage.
Ha!
Which you don't know how much health it's got, because no one in the group has that knowledge or ability at this stage.
Mm. And the audience can't see this, but I've just printed some little Pokemon tokens.
Oh. I thought they were Mentos, like peppermints.
Is this so confused? What do we pick?
So if you become like confused.
Yeah, there's one of each for everyone.
Oh, cool. Oh, thank you, Murray. This is so fun.
Yeah, we should paint them. We should paint them monocolor.
Even just like an aerosol.
Let's add more
paint. This is so cool.
Yeah, I just did those today. And frozen is not a status that exists in the trading card game.
Mm.
So I had to make one.
Yeah, thank cool.
That is very cool.
Thanks, Murray. That's so cool.
I love my peppermints. They're great.
I got to show this off. Murray's hand. I'll hold a couple. I think we'll probably colour them before next week because we can't stop.
Yeah, you can't see.
We can't stop. Very
cool, I like the icicle you made. That's cool.
They're so satisfying.
They're really satisfying.
And you know what else is satisfying?
Yes.
Pokemon battles.
Yes.
Okay, so next turn, the Pikachu is not going to move, but it is going to attempt to use Fury Attack again. You're still confused.
Oh, yes. I would roll again. One success, one failure.
Nothing happens. So we're all for the attack. Pikapek has neg one dice.
Kabloom is going to use Thunder Shock and expend a spirit.
Okie dokie.
That was a success. You got
three success.
I only got two, so Thunder Shock is successful. Now, how much damage does Thunder Shock do?
Two, but on a critical success, this attack has paralyzed. Is that a critical?
The swirl?
Yeah. Yeah, two swirls. My dice roll.
So it's... Sorry, can I have a quick...
Yeah. The bottom one.
So it says if you hit, roll a separate dice, and on a critical success, okay. It paralyzes.
Okay.
So now just roll one dice.
So yeah, it's an odds-on thing. Now, you... How much damage does it do? Three.
Two. Yeah.
Two damage.
Yeah.
Now, you have a bonus of damage at range. Mm. So it doesn't add that because you're at close range.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But it is super effective against a flying-type Pokemon. So it takes an extra damage.
It's super effective.
Pikapek.
I'm meant to that one. But I feel like that's more appropriate.
So Pikapek.
Super effective.
Pikapek is looking fairly...
Sorry, no!
What have you done?
Pikapek is looking fairly beat up. Yay. And it's almost like you can hear a really annoying discordant...
Bing bong, bing bong, bing bong.
I know what that means.
Much less kabloom or kaboom.
Next turn.
That was really good.
That you can as a trainer, before you declare your action, you can use an item.
I'm going to use the Pokeball!
Throwing Pokeball! Thank you. Pokeballs are expendable, so no matter what happens...
No!
This is gone. So I get it. Your Pokeball has been thrown. Goodbye, so you need to roll a trainer skill roll in lieu of making an attack with your Pokemon. Mm-hmm. But you get plus two to this from the Pokeball. And the Pokemon is going to attempt to not get caught, so it just gets to roll its move. Because it is still attacking your Pokemon. You're spending, just like in the game, you're spending your turn, your Pokemon still gets hit. It is going to use Fury Attack again. It gets two successes.
So I do my trainer ability at plus two.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Plus your, so it should be...
Oh, plus that as well.
It's trainer plus whatever trainer's... boost is, I don't remember if you're on sight, okay. So it's reflexes, right?
Yep. So
it's reflexes, six, trainer, and then two. It should be eight.
Okay.
It's a good roll.
What am I counting
four
for?
Successes.
Four successes?
The Pokeball throws in and opens up, sucks the Pokemon in. Pikapek is inside. The ball drops to the ground and begins to wobble. You need to make a catch check now. So, the rules for catching Pokemon are you need to match this Pokemon's catch rate, which is a number that I tell you.
Okay.
That's one of the few bits of secret information. So, the catch rate for Pikapek is fire is opening, Very organized. Catch rate for pick a peck. Is Jazz's phone going off?
That's the noise.
That's
it
just on the Pokemon in the
it's
background.
Catch rate one. Okay. So what that means is you need one dice to roll, and on a success, you catch it. On a failure, it breaks out. Oof. However, you have some bonuses.
Ooh.
So if the Pokemon is at half maximum health or less, it's negative one dice required. And if it's at one health left, it's negative two dice. And I can tell you this Pokemon has one health left. So you have to get a success on negative one dice, which means critical catch. The Pokeball, tish, some stars fly out the front as you insta-locked that Pikachu, and you have captured Pikachu. Congratulations. Yay! We should bring this up on the card up on the screen.
I got a Pikachu.
Would you like to give your Pikachu a nickname?
Pecky.
Pecky the Pikachu. It's like my early Pokemon nicknames. Now, it is worth...
Pikachu.
Did you just catch a Pokemon?
I got one! Guys, I got one!
Well done, Stormy!
I told you I'd get one before you, cousin.
Beginner's luck. Congratulations, little one.
Thank you.
So, you now need to mark, though. So, any way you'd like to register this, we've got some regular dice here, because, of course, you spent a spirit.
I did.
But also, Pikachu only has one spirit left and one health left.
Okay.
So, maybe I use have the red dice world. For...
Yeah. This is the one I was admiring before.
So, maybe the red dice for health. I mean, it might be easy for now.
So, one health.
One health, one spirit.
And one spirit.
Whereas Kabloom has just used one spirit, and that's it.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Our Pokemon adventure can continue. And that's our first Pokemon capture. That was fairly easy. That was fairly seamless.
It's fun.
And now you know how to do it.
Electric type is very effective against flying type.
So, what did it feel like?
Amazing.
I just, you know.
It's just when did we get our Pokeball?
Was it?
How many years ago? Was it 20?
Like 13 years ago or something? 13. I said 2009. Yeah, so okay. And I said it was 2024, 15 years ago.
Oof. Yeah, you guys should try it. Melanie, you should go for it.
Well,
I did try it. Just didn't get that far.
Wait, you guys have next time. Pokemon?
Well, I don't really catch them. They sort of just...
You just made friends.
Yeah, they kind of just hang around.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I had a few. I released them, you know, some started families, some became defenders of a mountain... That sort of thing, you know. So it's just numbush, you know?
Hmm. I think you can catch them
like in the lab, like just to study, but in the wild, like, this is just completely different.
You got this. That's what we're all here for, right? An adventure.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, you've taken your first step, Stormy. Mm-hmm. Well done.
Yeah, your enthusiasm is pretty contagious, gotta say. But I'm not sure I'm comfortable with you leading into such.
Okay, I won't talk to the old person. Someone else can go first.
To jump to the back, Luke.
Okay, I'll admire my Pokeball as I go with the Pikachu in it.
Okie dokie. So, we're going to move on. Oh, there's an old lady. Is Melanie taking the lead?
We have been, haven't we?
Not really.
Oh.
I just discovered I have a secret note system. But because I've never used it before, everyone just went real sus.
And the problem is
the font is so small.
As soon as you put it there, everyone's like
craning their neck to say, I don't even think I can make it bigger. Okay, I'll need to workshop that.
I just feel it's like shadow looming over my shoulder.
I guess to know. It's because it said hello, friends.
Hello, friends.
I thought someone took it over the stream for a second.
That's so annoying that I can't make it bigger. Oh, well.
Sorry, podcast listeners. You just saw a whole... Well, you didn't see
nothing.
A whole
bunch
nothing.
Of people. Just heard a whole bunch of silence.
Okay. We absolute were in weirdos.
Fixated on this little note.
Yeah, it was great. But you know what else we can be fixated on? Melanie taking the lead in the marching order. Melanie.
Go, Melanie.
What are you doing?
I would like to make my way up to the sweet old lady, please.
No! Melanie, no!
You approach an old lady.
Oh, gee, okay, wow, that's, yep. not what I was picturing.
Oh, she is going to mess you up.
She's ready.
She has some come within striking range. I don't need the Pokemon.
She is in fact much like the gentleman earlier, dressed up in martial arts attire.
He's back on the menu, boys.
Well, I mean, any family that created the impressive youngster Carl clearly has some training ability. But she stands there tending to some trees and turns her head as she looks over to you as you approach. You have to initiate all conversations.
Hi. Hey, how's it going?
Hello.
Hey.
Ah, some young trainers. Very nice. I'm Judith.
It's lovely to meet you, Judith.
You too. What brings you out on this deserted island?
Oh, well, yeah. See, we were on a cruise line ship. And we weren't supposed to actually land here, but here we are.
That is a mighty coincidence. I was on a cruise ship too the other day.
Didn't you say you've been here for a while?
Yes.
Yeah.
A few days. Anyway, look at you all. Although, are you all trainers?
Well, not exactly. See, I'm a Pokemon breeder, and we have a ranger and a professor, and, Stormy is a trainer.
Well, I sort of, like, nudge you and just, like, pull you to the side for a second. I'm like, I know it's been a while, but maybe we're meant to be here. Maybe we're meant to do this again.
We're getting back into it.
We're trainers. I mean, yeah, you're a breeder, but think about the experience you've had and where we are. Like,
I haven't caught a Pokemon yet.
Today's the day, huh?
Hell yeah, Brad!
Dad says you can't say hell.
Sorry, Stormy.
Well, would you look at that? I see a Pokemon I've never seen before there, youngster.
You looking at me?
Yeah, looking at you. You said your Kabloom is out and walking, yeah. Now, if you bring that closer to me, I can tell you about the bond of friendship you have with your Pokemon.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Just absolutely... Yeah,
and Kabloom walks up.
Yeah,
she kneels down, like gently looks into its eyes, claps her hands on the sides of its head, intense stare. Ah, yes, I can see that your Pokemon loves you very much. It is impressed and wants to grow stronger in battling and training with you. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Now, for all of you who are much older than children, wandering around and battling Pokemon, where are your Pokemon?
Pull out Pokeball?
Yeah.
I, like, pull my collar to the side and Ignis sort of crawls out, looking a little worse for wear.
Ah.
I let out Lottle Leap and it makes a big, like, ka-thunk.
Where's the explosion? Dave's trying to herd cats over here today.
I am really trying to herd cats today. There's a lot of leap. Ignisil. Why did I spend like 14 hours preparing content? We're not even going to get through last week's content before.
I want you.
Beautiful.
Oh my god.
Do you want to go first, Melanie?
Sure.
Oh, I can see from all your Pokemon and how they behave. Oh.
Oh no, she's making the same sound my mother makes.
Well, I can see they love you all very much, but I don't quite think I've seen this amount of disappointment in Pokemon in a long time.
Oh my god.
What disappointment? What do you mean?
They seem like they want to cheer you on. Like it's time for you all to do what you were meant to do a long time ago. They've got a sense of eagerness to prove themselves and maybe... And she looks at Lottleleep's tum. It's about time they get moving around.
This feels extremely heartening and uplifting, but also not.
Yeah, a little wounding. And yet, there is data to back up what is being said.
My dad says that disappointment is worse than anger. So you should listen to her being disappointed.
She's using big words. They're big words.
She's wise for her age. I think you should take some of your companion's gumption and gusto and allow it to carry you on your new Pokemon adventure. This is a chance to try a new way of living. Have fun with it. After all, you don't get stranded on a deserted island every day.
That's right.
That's certainly true.
And enjoy your journey with your Pokemon and build your bond with them. It will be, well, an adventure for a lifetime. I've certainly had many joys with my friend. And at this time, you are your eyes are sort of drawn over to those berry bushes as the sound of comes from behind one of the trees. And then you just see this surprisingly small but very, oh my God, the air suddenly just smells of delicious baked pie. As this dumpy grandma's apple tart of an Appleton like stomps over and eating a berry with like berry juice dripping down its mouth.
That's an apple tart.
Is
it wild?
Melanie's no, doing like hers. The big wide eyes.
It's hers.
Yeah. Melanie, please, you're drawing blood. Let go of my arm.
Like floating off the ground.
Ah, yes. I believe I saw some Applin in this forest. They must be native here.
Really?
Yes.
I saw some through my binoculars.
I am hungry.
So
what? Why is it with you and so eating sharp Pokemon?
Technically, the egg's not a Pokemon, and I still haven't had breakfast. Just saying. I won't eat Pokemon, okay?
Now, if you are to adventure, you must be heading north to the camp. I'm down here as I'm one of the only ones who's got the old wisdom, you know what I'm saying? The ability to care for and... still love it. Care for and nurture berries. Do you know about Pokemon berries?
No, please tell us more.
I sort of I hide the berry collecting equipment on my belt. Tell us about collecting berries.
Berries.
Just don't hit X too many times or else she'll repeat what she says.
Berries are fast growing and they are great for Pokemon. They are also good for humans too. There are many that grow on this island. The soil seems particularly good. They grow fast and hardy. I am cultivating a little crop here so that the camp has food and making sure we don't take too much. Here. And she turns around and plucks some berries from the trees. This time, who is she going to give them to? There are only three.
She pulls the tree over at a right angle.
I think I've got the great ball, so I'm happy there.
Does anyone have any of your Pokemon injured?
Yes.
So Ignisilk, which is looking quite hurt, but your Pikapek is in a Pokeball because your starters came out. Yeah. So she says, for you, an Oran Berry. This will help heal your Pokemon right up.
Oh, boy. Is it like a potion? I've seen those in the lab.
Much better. It's more a traditional medicine.
I see.
You don't need health insurance for it either.
I immediately feed it to Ignisilk.
Okay, Ignisilk recovers 2 HP. I'll take the berry back.
It's you get not, to hold it no for roll. 5 seconds.
No, you just immediately... Not out of combat.
In combat.
Oh, in combat, you need to roll because it's a dynamic environment. Out of combat, you can just feed them a berry. Ignisilk enjoys the Oran berry HP. And heals beautiful. 2 health.
And Ignisilk and just smushed against your
left. And as for you and your lovely Lotaleep, I feel this would be the most appropriate. Have a Chesto Berry. This Pokemon will wake up. This berry will wake Pokemon up from sleeping.
Oh.
Your lovely Lotaleep seems like it might enjoy a good nap.
It does. Thank you.
And as for you, young one with so much gumption, I'd hate to see you slowed down. A Cherry Berry will stop Pokemon from being paralyzed.
Thank you.
Cherry Berry.
Now you can keep these berries and eat them, looking at Ignisilk, or you can hold on to them until you find some empty soil, plant them and grow more. Ooh. It's up to you. But, yes, I should get back to tending these plants. If you'd like to know about berries, just let me know. I'll tell you again.
Oh, do you give us more if we ask again?
The trees, and you can see, even though she only took one berry, the trees suddenly look like there's a lot less berries on them. And there aren't berries to be harvested right now.
No more berries.
I guess there was only three berries to go around.
She's collecting them for the camp, in theory.
I'm scratching my head, from a scientific perspective, quite confused as to how three berry types came from the one bush.
But they didn't.
Oh, okay.
Because guess what? They came from three bushes.
Hey, look at this.
Pictures.
And look, I've even got my reference to tell me what it is. Dunk. But you can't see it because it's cropped off the screen. So isn't that great? And podcast viewers, listeners can't see it at all or hear it at all.
But you can hear this.
Three trees.
There we go.
Blop, blop, blop.
Three berry trees. Three berries, some soil.
The foley of the mouse clicks.
An old lady. It's all happening. So she turns around, goes back to her bushes.
Thanks.
You look so much better, little buddy. I'm telling you, a meal does wonders.
I think old people can be nice.
Oh, hey, she said something about a camp.
Mm, to the north, I believe.
Mm.
You probably have food at a camp.
Where's north?
I mean, food is a good point, but I think we should head there either way, as was our goal.
Which way is north?
North. It's what? Which way is north? It's north.
Great. I'd like to head north, please.
Oh, there's a ledge. There's a waist-height ledge.
I saw on the map and I was like, north?
Aren't these waist-height ledges?
You can go west, though.
Let's hope the west.
You can continue down the seemingly sort of railroady path along this route.
Yep.
I feel like the only way you can. Up. You know, the up the hill where Little Stormy didn't want to go before. I think that might be the route out of here.
Let me pretend I didn't see the map.
There's clearly a path going straight past here. You can see the hill behind you that you've passed the little hill.
Okay, upon seeing the map, like not blindly following the instructions, I deduce that we can go around.
Cool.
You're a really good ranger.
I am, thank you.
Well, unfortunately, you're not leading, so it's up to Melanie to decide to do that. She might want to backtrack. She might want to run back and forward in grass. I don't know. She's in charge.
Now let's keep pushing forward.
Okay. So you head along west, going past one of the last sandy banks and a few flowers. And as you push up a little bit further north, you see more ledges. You see one of those strange Pokeball storage containers nestled and abandoned in a bunch of long grass. But the way forward and up seems to be back to the east, doubling back on the direction you came around a large thicket of trees that you couldn't cross before. Heading for the Pokeball will, of course, mean going through wild grass. Heading forward onwards will also mean going through wild grass. Oh. Doing both will mean going through two lots of grass.
Oh, well.
Go for the Pokeball. Melanie, you may roll a dice to see if a wild encounter happens.
No.
All right, so you walk over to the Pokeball and pick it up.
Nothing.
And as you reach down for the Silphco Pokeball Ball Storage System All Weather, you realize that it is in fact just a Pokeball.
Oh, sick.
It doesn't have a Pokemon in it. It just looks, it's a bit old. It looks like it's just fallen or washed up or just ended up there, but it still seems fine.
Still good use.
A Pokeball?
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
And then you head east.
Yes.
Make another roll. Two dice this time.
Come on, baby. No.
All right. As you walk through and start heading up a light hill, there is one more patch of grass to push on through before you can see ahead of you and to the north some stone steps, a few crates, a few salvaged bits of ship materials, as well as what looks like a makeshift wooden sign in the distance. So you're quite close to the edge of the town. There's one more patch of wild grass you must walk through. So three dice. You literally can walk back and forth.
Who'd have thought this would be the most fun mechanic in the game?
That's three successes. You literally can walk back and forth if you're four dice.
It's all coming back to her.
I feel like we're going in circles.
Campus. Hey! Yeah. Melanie's just like stomping around the grass. Wild Pokemon encounter. Okie dokie. So guess what? I'm going to roll for you because you're too far away.
That's fine.
And...
Can I keep doing
I
it
and tap it? And then Murray holds my hand.
I actually just
hand
rolled it,
you
I
hold
think.
Jen's hand. And then through static electricity, Jen's.
Wild Pokemon encounter.
We should just clip that sound bit.
Whoa! That required an 8 on a D8, by the way.
Ah.
So it was a 1 in 8 chance.
This is going to be so weird.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I dropped it.
No.
So Lottleap comes out with a big kathunk as well.
And sees an apple. Applin is at risk. Applin in danger.
Yes.
Right. Hang on.
This is all you wanted, wasn't it, Jen? You wanted Applin so bad.
All right, I got it.
I'm very excited.
Okay, that's better. All right.
Finally, the correct use of sound.
That will never not be funny.
For the podcast listeners, the figure of Lottleap is ginormous. And over half the
it's
size
the best
of Melanie.
Lottleap. Your prize Lottleap. Carefully bred.
Okay.
Come on out, Lottleap.
Combat begins.
Yay.
The Applin moves a step forward. Does Lottleap stay put?
Lottleap will move, will hop.
Okay. So they should chunk. Be two apart because they start four apart.
Cool.
Okie dokie. Are you going to use a trainer ability?
I actually don't know. Give me one sec. Nope. I can use a trainer ability and still fight, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd like to use ID Genus, is that it?
Genus.
Does it
okay,
matter?
Read yeah. it out. What's it do?
So
does it cost spirit?
It does, so it costs me a spirit. Or does it cost Lottleap a spirit? Me a spirit,
you,
right?
You.
Yeah, chill. Yep. So it says on a success.
Yep.
GM reveals the type and status of the target Pokemon as well as their catch rate.
Okay. And you got to roll a trainer skill, a breeder skill check?
Yep.
Cool. Against the Pokemon's ability, which will be using Withdraw. What's Lottleap doing?
Are they medium distance?
Yes.
Cool.
Actually, short distance.
Oh, short? Oh, yep. So I can still use this. I'm going to use Bubble Beam.
Bubble Beam. Okie dokie. Well, Withdraw. I am rolling. I got two successes. Your trainer skill with Breeder.
Mm-hmm.
You have to
so
roll.
So that's my Breeder. And then do I pair it with the Wisdom? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yep.
Four successes. Now, you don't actually need to beat its combat roll unless it's attacking you. So in future, we actually don't need to roll them. It's just you roll and not if you're not hurt, you do the thing. And what does it do, sorry? Identifies
so
the...
type, status of the target Pokemon, and their catch rate.
Applin, you identify that it has a catch rate of 1, making it exceedingly easy to catch.
Hooray.
Its type is Grass Dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else it gives you?
Their
trait.
If it's
catch rate.
The status.
The status?
So I imagine if it's like...
Was it their ability, their trait?
It says on the thing top row or stats. Mine is ID and abilities. Hers is top row and... What does it say on it? Type, top row.
Type and top row. Okay, so
top
you know
it
has
stats.
5 combat dice, no bonuses to attack, 6 health, 1 defense.
Okay.
Cool.
Great.
And now your Bubble Beam.
Cool. So I've never rolled an attack before.
Way!
So is that 5?
Yep.
You got this, Melanie.
And that's it?
Yep, no
extra. Let's go. Three successes.
Three successes. This Pokemon also scored 3 successes, so you both hit each other.
Ah.
In this instance, Applin used Withdraw, so it will gain +1 defense until the end of combat. And your Bubble Beam does how much damage?
+3, and if I roll a dice, if I succeed on a critical success, my attack has slow.
Okie dokie. So you do succeed, so you do get to do that.
Six success.
It's
not critical.
Critical, so no.
Yeah.
Okay, so how much damage, sorry, was it with your totals? Do you have a bonus to ranged damage?
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, plus one, so four in total.
Four in total. However, you're attacking a grass Pokemon, which is strong against water type moves, which is negative one damage. So you do three damage.
Mm-hmm.
Bang. Applin has one defense, so Applin takes two damage.
Okay.
Now Applin has two defense.
Cool.
Two health.
Defense. It's used withdraw. It's got this defense up.
All right.
The worm just sucked into the apple and the apple fortified like a candied apple.
It had five health, is that?
It had six health.
Six health.
And it's taken two. Okay. So it's got four left and now two defense.
Okay.
Not to possibly make this harder, might be a bit rusty's dragon resistant to water as well.
No, dragon sucks. Dragon is resistant to dragon.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's it. It's strange.
Poop.
Okay.
Dragon's
dragon was really good, and then like over the next three generations, they're like, this is strong against dragon, and this is strong against dragon, and this is strong against dragon. And now dragon's like really mid as a type. Mm-hmm. Although actually, you're right. I thought dragon was resistant to every basic element. Maybe you're right. I'm going to Google it.
Uh-oh.
No.
But for the sake of this Applin, it just ain't dragony enough to stop extra damage this time. But that chart I was looking at may have been terrible.
It's more Applin.
So moving swiftly on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what do I do?
Yeah, it does resist.
I won't move closer. I'm happy to stay where I am.
Okie dokie, it does move one closer to you, putting it in contact.
No.
Well, it was two away.
He wants to be friends.
Or
no, that's it.
Mm.
Four steps away. Yes, yeah, so it went from close and long to medium short, then... because they both move one in, so that would be three. So then they're in con... No, you're right. It's one step away.
Yeah.
In that case, it's going to use withdraw again. What are you going to use?
I'm going to use Bubble Beam again. I want this Applin.
It gets four successes.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. No.
Applin.
Come on.
This annoying Applin is just constantly...
You can do it, Mal. You can't do it, Mal.
That's nice.
I believe in you.
You can't do it, Mal.
Applin's defense goes up. Next turn, Applin waddles closer, slurms closer.
Slurm.
I just want to say, dragons in the chat, you're dissing dragons. You should feel very sad.
Am I allowed to use my Pokedex while they're in a
Pokemon
fight?
Dragons. Sure.
For
why not?
For narrative purposes?
Yeah.
Because I wanted to do that for the last fight.
Why is the thing... The thing's gone away, Jazza. Remember we had the thing?
Perhaps this will...
Remember I'd worked out the thing and now it's gone away.
Oh.
Just work it out.
Yeah,
it's terrible. It's impossible to understand. Yeah. I'll just do a silly voice.
We love the silly voices.
I don't know why it doesn't save it. It just got rid of it.
Okay. Perhaps this will help, Melanie. Boop, boop, bloop, bloop, bloop.
What does that mean?
Huh? Yes?
I'm holding up the Pokedex.
Oh, I'm pointing it at Applin.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. Applin. The apple worm Pokemon. Applin withdraws inside its apple when it is frightened.
Oh, the worm is the Pokemon?
Yeah, the apple is just an apple.
Okay.
It's defense.
Oh my god. Okay. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
What happens if you point that at someone that's not a Pokemon?
You don't want to know.
I turn slowly towards Stormy and like bloop bloop and go to like scanner.
And nothing happens.
No.
I guess that answers your question.
Science.
That's why it's called an apple in.
What movie are you doing?
Bubble Beam.
Bubble Beam?
Bubble Beam.
Okay, so this is the next turn. It's moved up. It's now adjacent.
Yeah.
It's going to use Astonish.
Little worm pokes at the apple.
Boo!
How many successes did it get?
It got two successes.
Okay.
You got
this. Three.
You got three. Okay, so you hit. Now, your damage and its defense are now kind of irrelevant because you don't do enough damage to beat its defense, so you can only do one damage. Because as I said in the last episode, in this Pokemon setting, all attacks will do a minimum of one if they deal any. So
yeah,
if the attack doesn't do damage, it doesn't do damage. But you do one damage.
Can I see if I do the slow as well?
Yeah, of course.
Come on. Oh, yes! Yay! I got it. Slow one.
Okay, it has been slowed.
Well done, Melanie!
Had a slow effect.
It means it can't move.
My voice broke a little bit there.
That's
it would have been good to get it earlier.
Does that include escaping?
No. Okay. It just can't move in combat.
So it's on 3 health, yeah?
It's on 3 health.
Okay. Does it have to be on 1 health for me to catch it, to try and catch
no,
it?
No, you can try and catch it. You can throw a Pokeball at full health.
Go on. You keep saying what you're saying.
That was a completely in close sentence, yeah.
Give me more info.
There was half health and there was 1 health for me.
Okay.
Yeah. So if it's at 1 health, it's
now under half health. You've got 3 out of 6, so... You have a bonus to catch it if you wanted to try and catch it.
What's the bonus?
You already know its catch rate is 1, which is the easiest type Pokemon to catch.
I just give it a crack.
Yeah, bonus is it's at half health. So at half health, you need -1 dice.
Cool.
Catch rate 1 means you need to get 1 dice success. Mm-hmm. It's now a guaranteed success if you throw a Pokemon.
Oh, okay.
provided you hit. You have to hit with your trainer ability.
Okay. Next turn?
Yeah, you're going to do it. Throw a Pokeball. All right. So it rolls. You need to be... 2 successes. I just cocked a D8 on its end.
Nice. Oh my goodness!
It was a diamond. I was like, what? I mean, there is a little notch it kind of fell in, but it was kind of amusing to look at.
The Sims icon.
All right.
Trainer and breeder. Yeah, that's the role.
Breeder and
trainer ability,
which is
wisdom.
Yep. Wisdom. +2 from the Pokeball.
Oh.
And you give me the Pokeball. I must take presents.
What if I don't catch it?
It breaks. It gets consumed. That was you got
4.
4 successes. Oh, you beat 2. The Pokeball lands. Applin is sucked into the Pokeball. And in another instance of critical catch, it immediately gets caught. Stars sparkle out. And Jen, Melanie has caught an Applin.
Yay! Whoa!
Enjoy.
Another Pokemon card.
Wait, this is one of those lovely little moments of sharing. Yay!
Oh, he's so cute.
This is one of the funnest parts of the game is that you actually get these cards.
Fun for us, not for the viewers. Yeah. The podcast is like, great. Keep showing me a card.
Imagine the cutest thing you get.
It has taken 3 damage, so it has 3 health. So you just need to... And you got to give me that Pokeball.
I did.
Yeah,
you did. Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. I believe you. I just don't remember.
Unless Brad took it.
Scradley. All right. Congratulations. You have an Applin, which means Melanie, it's time for, I guess, it's time for Brad to take over again.
Oh, and I'm
no, just... it's actually Victor.
Oh,
yes, it is Victor.
It was Victor.
I'm keeping the name.
You're keeping the name Applin? Okay. Well.
Yay! Oh, I'm so excited.
You did it.
Ah, oh, my first caught Pokemon.
You can still be friends with it now that you caught it.
It's the worm?
Yeah, yeah.
He's still hungry. He wants that.
Yeah. The worm is the Pokemon.
He can't eat him. I'm sorry.
No, not the worm.
Or the apple. Oh. Yeah.
Brad, is that you who kept leaving apple cores around the lab?
No comment.
Anyway, don't tell my dad.
Victor, I think it's your turn.
Yeah, don't worry, Brad. Looks like the town's just up ahead. We'll head there. I don't think there's much point hanging around here. We made a lot of noise around here, so I think the Pokemon will take a bit to resettle. So let's go see if we can get something to eat.
Lead the way.
You know what they say? An apple a day keeps the doctorate deadlines away for... lazy Pokemon professors.
Wow.
I thought of that immediately. It's very funny and highbrow. Thank you very much.
Rolls off the tongue.
Welcome to my... An apple a day keeps the doctorate deadlines away. I don't know. I thought it was fun. And you did too, because you don't have a right of refusal because it's a one-way form of communication. So thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. I know that the crickets are unnecessary. It was a good joke. It's a little bit Frasier for everyone, just a highbrow humor. Okay, moving swiftly on to heading up those steps. You see a wooden sign that seems to have been hastily erected and hand-painted. And it says very adventurously, aside from some gazebos that have the Cruise Line brand on them.
I love things that are written adventurously.
boxes. It says Shipwreck Camp. That's the adventurous text hastily written on it in a large sort of one of those comedy markers that they might use on a cruise ship for like trivia or something, like really big Sharpie.
Yeah.
And we head into a lovely new location.
Ooh. Ooh.
You wander in, basically walking past some trees to a little bit of hustle and bustle as you... Oh, gosh, where is my thing? As you see on your left and right, some parasols, boxes everywhere that have been carted up from down south.
Is that a regional version of Paris? Parasol?
No! As you head on, as you sort of start to walk in, you see there's these tents and these repurposed pagodas that would be used when the ship, the cruise lines would set up their little stations at the ports. All being used, there's cots and makeshift beds and all these things that have been built. There's lots of stuff. There's deck chairs that seem to be from like the sun decks laid out everywhere. And it's a pretty paradise, a pretty little patch of paradise surrounded by trees, full of flowers, with a river running down to the north. You can see a waterfall cascading down some lovely mountains ahead. And there's a few people wandering around the town, but right in front of the town, at the very center of the town square, there is some boxes that have been turned into a makeshift table, and there's a sign next to it and a woman that is standing behind the sign that seems to be looking intently at you as you walk up.
Yeah.
What does this woman look like?
She's looking intently at something.
A woman? No, she... so she is wearing... she is kindly motherly, looks to be in her mid-40s. She has a warm smile, but she's wearing a nice summer dress with a red top, and she has a black suit jacket over the top, which has a little name badge on it. And, yeah. But
she looks like a ship crew member of some sort, or...?
She's not wearing ship crew attire, but the jacket looks like a ship... Okay. Ship, like entertainment director sort of jacket, but the rest of her outfit is not uniform. But she won't say anything until someone initiates communication.
Victor's
I'll step forward and wait for. Hello, I'm Victor, and these are my friends.
Hi, Victor, Stormy, Melanie, and Brad. How are you doing?
She knows our names.
I'm Leah, leader of ship services. Of course I know your names. I know everyone's names on the cruise ship. Jen and I have been on a cruise. It's weird. They do know your name. Yeah. I don't know how they do it.
Really?
They do. There's like 6,000 billion people and they just are like, they say hi by name. They have a special talent. Ship cruise director, like people are wild.
Leah, duh.
Leah from ship services.
I see.
How are you doing?
I'm doing... pretty good. We woke up on the shore. Our boat had an incident.
Yes. Well, I'm glad that you're here. You're one of the last people unaccounted for. So it's good to see you. We have wonderful amenities here. We're making the most of it. We've set up. We've got people working on some berries. We've got some lovely fishing occurring for some fresh seafood, and I'm here to ensure that your stay is comfortable, everything is organized, and you have plenty of fun activities to do.
So you didn't check on us when we were stranded on the beach? What if we were hurt or...
We thoroughly searched the beach and we took all of the washed up items that could be put to use in our fun shipwreck-themed camp.
Thank you for not taking the washed-up people.
There weren't any people. We've been checking for the past 3 or 4 days.
I told you guys, it was pink soapy stuff.
We were on the beach out cold for 3 or 4 days? No wonder I'm so hungry.
You definitely weren't. We looked everywhere and we don't miss a head count. And she smiles.
Right.
So pink bubbles.
You know what? I'm just going to drop this. This sounds great. At least we're here now.
Yes, this looks very impressive. Like, how long have you been setting this? Like, how long has this town been here?
3 or 4 days. Since we built it from the ruins of our previous life. She smiles.
Wow.
I can't stop hitting the microphone.
Why do I feel like she's about to start a cult?
Yeah, I mean...
What's a cult?
You'll find out when you're old.
You'll find out when they're done with this town. Well,
great!
Can I help you with anything? Would you like to know anything about the town?
We'd love to know where we can eat. We are hungry.
Thank you.
Right now, our fishermen have managed to bring up a couple of big tasty catches, and they'll be putting on a lovely grill a bit later this evening. But of course, in our new little setup, everyone who wants to eat needs to, well, find a way to make themselves helpful. We don't have any of our buffets here.
Yep, earn your keep. I understand. Okay, what can we do? Do you have any tasks that you're doing?
Pulls up a little clipboard, looks down the clipboard. You're all Pokemon trainers, right? I can tell by the rough and tumble, the scuffs, and you're a Pokemon Ranger. Oh, wonderful. You've got to be capable out in the wilderness. We actually need people to go and scout. If we're going to be living here for the rest of our lives, we may as well go and make sure we can make the best of it. There's already some route markers down. This looks like the start of a great Pokemon region.
I understand you're making the best of a difficult situation, but do you need to give up on finding our way back so quickly?
Yeah.
Surely there's a way to contact civilization.
Well, all technology fried as soon as we arrived on the island, except for Pokedexes. They must have some kind of redundancies. At least our communications technology doesn't seem to work. So, that's not an option, but that's why we'd love to enlist the help of able scouts or rangers who could maybe go ahead and see if there's something out there that could help us get back. There certainly aren't any boats. I saw the last one leaving.
A boat left?
That's right. When disaster struck aboard the ship, I was up on the bridge. The captain and the first officer, well, they had an empty bottle next to them after some kind of waving at the coast sail by. The captain and the first officer were very, very quick to get out of the ship, and I was left running the show. I'm just the director of ship services. I don't know how to stop an engine room flooding.
Oh my God. Deep lore. Wow. Jinx.
And the last thing I saw as the boat was starting to get really hectic was that fancy research vessel that you guys had chugging off the back. And the only person I knew that could sail a boat on board the ship was the captain and the first officer. But they're noble people. I'm sure they went down with the ship.
This woman is too dedicated to her job.
What a ship show.
I'm so sorry.
There's
the great title.
Ship show.
That is the title. I'm writing that down.
Good.
That's very good.
My goodness, it's
total ship show. Amazing.
Right. Well, that does sound crazy. I can't believe that we all managed to sleep through that.
Me neither.
So scouting.
Just putting her hand up.
Yes,
Tommy. do you have a place that I can plant some berries?
Ah, unfortunately, we haven't found any lovely fresh soil in this area. Wait a minute. I'm pretty sure Nurse Joy was talking about berries recently. You might want to go find her and talk to her.
I know Nurse Joy. Okay.
Wait, the same Nurse Joy from back in Pallet Town? Wait, not Pallet, wherever we're from.
Meridian City.
You know, you're not from any of the. You're from a completely different region. I mean, not the. That would be ridiculous. No, she works on the cruise ship. Ship's nurse. You probably saw her with her Chansey wandering around on the boat.
I remember the Chansey. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. That means that
so weird. I know a nurse that has the same name. Bizarre.
Odd coincidence. I've never heard of that.
Anyway, we should probably take her offer up on being scouts because, well, I don't see us doing anything else in the meantime.
And talk to Nurse Joy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you'd like to get your bearings here, that's completely fine. Otherwise, off to the east is the only other direction we can go. And nobody here are Pokemon trainers, or at least there aren't many of us. And, well, Steven, he reckons he's going to catch a big fish that's going to know surf, and he'll be able to sail on and look down the river. But I don't think we can go that way. So the east seems to be the only way. It's quite a thick and dense forest, but... there's a family of trainers who were super confident and competent. One of them's a gym leader. They've already headed out to scout for us. You might bump into them.
I see, okay. So they're out there. Whereabouts is this Steven?
Oh, over by the river, fishing.
Cool, all right. Okay, so
I think the only thing to do is going to talk to every single person in this camp.
Mm-hmm.
Find out everything about them.
Talk to everyone.
I suggest we do it in a really rapid rate so that we can absorb the information without needing to actually listen to them.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll give us the free technique stuff.
Yeah. Literally just interrupt just their sentence with uh-huh.
All right. Thank you very much for your help. We will return.
And we can now get our bearings with our lovely...
Oh, it's so cute!
Shipwreck Camp.
Yay.
As you've entered up from the bottom of Shipwreck Camp. For those podcast viewers, I'm displaying a map of the area. We've talked to Leah from Ship Services. There is some tents and some beds around to the left and some gazebos, but the path does seem to wind past a few beds. And down to the south, you can see a lovely lady wearing green with a nice sun hat on. And heading up further to the north, you can see Chansey, Nurse Joy, and you can also see what looks to be sort of a cabin crew member standing over by the thickets of trees. And there's only one way through the thickets, heading directly east towards that forest. Are you just wandering around through town? There's also, it's not a huge area. You also see there are two fishermen with some deck chairs over by a river. And you also spot a sailor with torn off sleeves and tattoos sunning himself in a sun chair. And beyond that, that does seem to be your shipwreck camp.
This is so friggin' cute.
I know, I'm loving this.
Brilliant. All right.
Does this count as a town or we can split up?
This does count as a town.
Yeah. We can split up. Unmerged. Oh my god. Yeah. I think maybe we divide and conquer.
We're getting
a bit
crowded in that one pixel.
One sprite.
Yeah, one sprite.
The whole party was in one sprite. Yeah.
All right. Well, the sun tanning sailor seems like he's pretty preoccupied. I'm going to go talk to the fisherman.
Okay. Which one? There's two. I'll describe them. One of them is. I'll describe them by reading their descriptions so I don't get the two names confused with the descriptions, because that would be embarrassing.
That's right. I tried not to spit my drink with a filler brush saying that Nurse Joy is good friends with Gideon.
Oh, no. there is a fisherman on the left who is looks to be in his 50s. He's got sort of a coffee crema skin tone and a hard look in his eyes and a few wrinkles and sort of weathered, like sea salt face. And then there's also a much younger fisherman who looks about 20, who's got who's tall, quite tall, like 6'3", short blonde hair with a fisherman's vest that is just covered in lures and sinkers, like just laden with fly fishing lures, sinkers, you know, those kind of super. Yeah,
I'm gonna go talk to the old guy because that's a fisherman.
Okay, you're gonna go talk to the old guy. What is everyone else gonna go and do if you're splitting up?
I'm gonna talk to Nurse Joy.
Okay, Melanie,
I'm gonna give Stormy my berry. If you're going to talk to Nurse Joy.
Uh-huh.
See, then you can have it.
Literally last one.
I remember, everyone, you only can hold 6 items. Just want you to be remembering that.
I'd like to check my egg.
Okay, make a roll.
I love that you have to roll.
Egg!
That's the egg roll.
Is it? It's the same roll again, isn't it? Breeder and thingy, trainer? Yeah. Yeah, let's go.
Make an egg roll.
Oh, no. 2 successes. 2 critical fails as well.
2 successes is enough.
Oh, it's a success. Yeah.
With a gleaming exterior, the healthy egg conveys the expectation of a lively and vigorous Pokemon that will one day emerge.
Oh, good. Great. Thank you.
Cool. Egg checked.
Awesome.
Is that all you're doing?
We can move on to the next person to do their thing, then.
What did you want me to do with the berry plant?
If you're gonna,
do you have a direction that you'd like to...
I'm going to supervise Stormy.
So you're going to go with Stormy. So let's do Victor and our lovely fisherman first. All right, Victor, you head on up.
I approach the old wizened man. Hello, I'm Victor.
Ah... A sea's voice on the wind.
The sound of a rod reeling in and out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yep, this checks out. how the fish, what are you catching?
Food. Keep everyone alive. Yeah.
Yep, no, seriously, what are you catching?
Oh,
He looks down.
Corp.
The Magikarp's like flopping in a thing.
Do Magikarp eat them?
They unfortunately confirmed that there are no animals in the Pokemon world. They recently confirmed that as canon when I think in the 90s there was Pokemon and animals, which made way more sense.
Yeah.
So they just eat the sentient creatures. No. They're just psychos. Like Taurus ranches, they just eat them.
Or sandwiches. Oh,
yeah.
They do make sandwiches as well.
It's so gross.
Okay.
You know what? This is fan fiction.
It is fan fiction.
Yeah. Well, like the old anime is like they catch a Magikarp and then next scene it would be like a completely different fish that's like cooked on the fire.
So, because this is fan fiction, the Magikarp flops back into the water and then he then gestures to a beautiful little pile of trout, a really dumb, non-sentient, emotive trout that he's caught in a bucket.
They'll never level up. They can't have abilities.
They don't even have a sense of self-preservation.
What happens if you throw a Pokeball at a trout?
It knocks it out and then you can eat it. It's a really good way. It's a humane way of killing it before you eat it. You just yeet it into its head.
Oh my God. Oh, God.
It doesn't react properly, but it still sort of still closes on. It's just cooking.
I think there's actually been some research that fish have high-end.
Stop it!
Remember when I said this is a fan fiction?
And reality.
Oh, yeah. Everything is pain. The smell of cut grass is grass telling its friends it's dying. It's fine. No. So, moving on.
Moving on.
Oh, boy. The fisherman has some lovely-looking trout. He turns his head towards you, seeing your sort of competent camping gear.
You've got the look of someone who could be a fisherman.
Raises an eyebrow.
I haven't done it in a long time. I do miss those days. I think I might have to pick it up again if I'm going to be here for any time.
Tell you what. I'm still preparing food for later, for dinner. But for someone as capable as a ranger, I might have another job for you. If you're keen, in exchange, I could not only teach you how to fish, but give you my old rod.
And he lifts up a spare fishing rod.
I accept. These sound like good terms.
So, I was originally on the cruise because I heard this region had lots of a very special rock that I've been hunting for a while. They're quite rare. A formation of rock, a rare gem gleaming like gold, it forms naturally in the shape of a crown.
It's an interesting goal for a fisherman.
Well, it's for my lifelong companion. My co-conspirator, my fishing master, my friend.
Ah.
Poke.
I see. And your eyes are drawn downwards to a slowpoke whose tail is dangling in the water, like slowly waving back and forth. There are like two large fish already nibbled and biting onto its tail, and it's still trying to use it as a lure to like get it to bite.
Poke.
And really slowly its tail starts to rise out of the water, and this fish that's like stuck to the end of its tail, and then it flicks its tail like in this slow arc and just flops a trout into the bucket.
Is he catching more fish than the fisherman?
No, he's finally caught one. And the tail goes back in.
It's for my friend here.
Ah, yes, I see. A stone in the shape of a crown. I understand completely now. I hope you find it.
Well, you're going to find it.
Ah, I see. This is the thing I'm going to do for you.
Because, you see, I was going to explore this island once I arrived, but
he glances over the other fishermen.
It seems my skills are more useful helping the people here.
Yes, I will help you achieve this lifelong goal of acquiring this for your best and dearest friend.
Thank you. And in exchange, remember.
And he waves his old rod in your face. Fishing rod, training.
It's like, as it like nearly snaps.
Now I've got to get back to fishing.
All right. Good talking to you.
Cool. I love the idea of hunting a rock. It just, every time you get close to things.
It's like running away.
I mean, this is Pokemon half.
It could
rocks
be.
Rocks do run away from you.
And then, of course, we have Stormy and Brad, who head over to Nurse Joy. The one character I forgot to get art for.
No!
It's fine. So you head over, and before you, as you're walking up the path, a a chancy. And it starts waving its hands at you, like really trying to get your attention. Chancy.
I'm immediately going, she's the shortest attention
span. And it waddles like back up towards Nurse Joy, who's facing away from you, looking between these reedy, tough trees, the same little sapling things you've seen before. And in front of her, and you can sort of see it through gaps in the trees that Stormy, if she was feeling flexible, could probably easily get through. You can see that there is a little grove, and inside there is a significant space full of ripe berry trees and fresh ground for berries to grow in. But
I think this is the closest to both characters. Modeling.
But you can see this impassable terrain that is the two bushes in front.
No.
And she's sort of looking through them like bars at a prison, hoping to get past.
Hi, Nurse Joy.
She turns around. Oh, hello.
What's wrong?
I'm just no help to anyone.
But you're a nurse.
What good's a nurse without her equipment?
I know exactly how you feel. We've been without our scientific getup since we landed on this gosh darn island, and I haven't been able to be in my scientific studying mindset ever since. Can't imagine how you feel. Except I just said I know exactly how you feel.
Yeah.
Did you lose it?
I'm really worried. This place seems dangerous, and I can't heal Pokemon like this, or people I can heal, that's easy, but more importantly, I can't heal Pokemon.
Well, I think there are a lot of Pokemon here that could use your help. Is there anything we can do to try and set you up so you can, you know, get everyone back up on their feet like you like to?
Well, some of my lab infirmary equipment did survive, and we've brought it here, but I lack the raw resources to make a sort of emergency Pokemon center. But see there? And she points past the small bushes.
Mm-hmm. She's going to look, Stormy's going to look with her
binoculars.
Yeah.
Those, they're citrus and leper berries, some of the best healing berries for both the energy and the body of Pokemon. And if I had access to that grove, well, I'd be able to make all kinds of treatments and I could heal everyone's Pokemon up, no hassle.
Yeah, Ignisilk had a berry earlier. It really helped.
Yeah, and it's still not quite back to his perky self. But if there's anything we can do, if it just weren't for those darn short bushes that we can't walk past.
Well, I'll give you a reason why, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you, it's a fan fiction. Every time you try to, they punch you in the nads. Literally. Because all of them are pseudo-wudo. And when you use cut, it just kind of saunters away because it doesn't like it. That's my explanation. So literally you try and get past it, just bang, like sucker punch. Because pseudo-wudo is like rock steel. Just sucker punches you and so no one goes near the trees. You just stay a good 5 foot away from those trees.
Miniature Whomping Willow.
Yeah, you don't want to get punched in the nads by a pseudo-wudo.
Okay.
Yep. So there you go.
I'll take it.
You need to learn cut so it leaves. Or if you're shorter in the face.
I love how you started with being like, if I'm flexible, I can get through.
Yeah.
So I can get punched.
But you
in
get
the
punched.
Face.
Yeah. If you were feeling flexible, but you don't want to because you don't want to get punched in the face.
Yeah.
Look, I've come across this problem in my previous Pokemon journey, and I knew there needed to be a way for me to teach a Pokemon how to cut through these bushes, but I could just never find the way to do that. Is there anyone you know anywhere here that could show us how to learn that so we can help?
No. I've not met anyone.
Mm.
It's not only would you need the hidden machine, but
yeah, you need machine.
You'd also need, well, I guess like a small cassette player to put it in and then some earbuds to put in your Pokemon's ears so it can learn the technique from the like audio cassette tape. Kind of like a Discman. They haven't been around in a long time.
A Walkman?
a Discman.
It's a disc.
Discman was a very brief era because CDs skip and scratch if you move. So it was like, take it for a run. My sister had one. But you'd also need a Pokemon capable of learning the move.
Yeah, ours can't do that.
It doesn't look like they can.
But
none of them have Rangers sharp, scratchy bits.
Might be able to. Victor's might. So if I wanted to plant these berries, I can't do that because the bush is in front of me?
No. Perhaps further on some of the roots, there'll be some places you can plant the berries.
Okay.
But for now, you should always feel free to, you know, eat them.
I probably shouldn't eat Melanie's berry.
Well, I hope you can help me. If you do, I'll be able to set up this emergency Pokemon Center and heal up everyone's Pokemon when they need to.
All right. We'll keep an eye out and see if we can find anything. But in the meantime, good luck.
Thank you.
Can
and then she turns back after that conversation, just immediately starts forlornly looking through the trees and idling there, staring. Now, is there anyone else in the town you wanted to talk to? Or are you just going to head on off?
I think we sort of head off from here. Just out of character, can we long rest or anything?
No.
Yeah, I figured as much.
You need a Pokemon Center to heal your Pokemon.
Okay. Yeah, I decided not to talk to the old fisherman because I already have the quest to get the old rod.
You mean the other fisherman?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You're not going to talk to him. You're going to be able to come back.
Yeah.
So as I finish that quest so I can get the whatever he's got. He's probably young and upright. He's got a super rod or some nonsense.
Maybe, who knows?
Stormy's going to go back to Melanie and say, I guarded it with my life and give the berry the right berry back. But we can't plant it anywhere because there are these silly bushes that are blocking us.
Ah, those dang bushes.
Yeah.
As the party begins to head towards the edge of town where there is a ship services member blocking the way, in the distance they see the outlines of a forest, a thick forest that they'll be journeying through in the next episode. Yay.
That is a lot of long grass. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Well, there you go, everyone. You did Pokemon. We are two Corp Pokemon.
Hell yeah.
We've hit our first town. Boop. We've got PP Restore.
That's a laugh.
All right, everyone. That was cool. Next week, we're going to explore Route 3 and the forest.
Yay!
So, you know, that'll
this
be interesting.
So much fun. It feels so much like playing a Pokemon game.
Yeah, absolutely.
It really does.
Every time you bring the map on screen, I'm just like silent for solid 10 seconds. Soak it all up.
That's so awesome. Thank you all so much for watching. And yeah, make sure to do the YouTube things because honestly, roleplay is pretty hard to get successful on YouTube unless you're already Critical Role. So while we
or Dimension 20.
Or some of the other ones. A select few.
But we're not them.
No, but we aspire to be them and we hope to be with your support and trust and faith and joining us in the next episode.
The occasional thumbs up below the video.
Everyone should have a grasp on everything now. I think we've done our training, we've done our tutorials.
Tutorials over.
We can smash through our adventure now and just start doing some stuff, start seeing what's going on.
Catch
maybe
them
find
all.
Find out if you want to leave.
And we caught two episodes and
Two Pokemons.
We also caught two episodes. Well, you caught two episodes.
Yeah, just to catch the next one.
And you caught two Pokemon.
Will our party of trainers go on to find a way off this island?
Do it in the voice.
Will the trainers, I don't even remember what it sounds like. Will our trainers decide to stay with the ship services and live out their lives in a small camp on a mysterious island? Or will they head off towards the sunset and try and find a way off this place? Or will they remember why they came here and attempt to conduct some Pokemon research into this mysterious island? Find out next week. And who's that Pokemon?
On the table, top time.
Pokemon rap. Yeah, okay. We get it. Bye.